Okay, Daf Lam, we're starting from the back bottom of Kof Tesla Beis. A few more Mamarim from Rabbi Yechon. We had said yesterday, Rishim Rabbi Yechon, that Mishayesh to guard the Umam B'Sech Beis, so you're not excused to be Choyom. We were discussing whether that meant you should not shake out your clothes or not. We said it depends if you use a stick, it depends if you use one person or two people, it depends what kind of beggar it's made out of. So a couple more Mamarim, Rishim Rabbi Yechon, about 6 lines up. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Kisei de Charshiv, like Kisei de Poishin. I'd rather drink a cup of whatever drink, maybe wine, that came from a machshefa, that came from some kind of witchcraft, before I drink a lukewarm cup of drink. V'lo Yaman says it's apparently not healthy. V'lo Yaman ela kli matches. That's only if it's in a metal kli. Of a kli cheres, if it's in a kli cheres, some kind of mug, then less than both. Then it's fine to drink the warm water. V'lo kli matches nami lo Yaman ela delay tzavis. If it's not, it sounds like if it was boiled. As long as it was boiled, then it's okay. Of the tzavitz, a less than ba. If it was boiled, then it's fine. Even though now maybe it cooled off, but it was boiled one time, maybe it cleaned it out. If you didn't throw into it any twigs or leaves or what we would call tea, right? So if you make the water into tea, then he said that's fine. Then there's no problem with drinking this water. Again, whatever the issue might be, whether it's a health issue, it sounds like. So someone who got an inheritance, you get an inheritance, you didn't work for it. So if you don't work for it, you don't appreciate it. So if a rights abdon, and you want to just blow the money, because what's the difference? So I'll give you some ideas of things to do, which are just a waste of money. First of all, yilbash big day pishtan. You should wear begadim made out of linen, which are very delicate and expensive. We'll see. V'yishtamash b'kli zchuchas, and you should use and drink on very fancy glass types of kelim, crystal maybe. V'yiskar pilem al yeshimaim, and hire workers and don't watch them. The Gemara goes through each one. Yilbash b'kli pishtan, b'kitna the romisa. If you have these types of begadim made out in Rome, apparently it's made out of, and therefore they're very very expensive and very delicate. Not a good combination. White glass, which in those days was very clear glass, now which was very expensive when they first started making glass kelim, but also very, very delicate. They're made by blowing glass, etc. And therefore, very expensive, very delicate, not a good combination for investment. And you should hire workers and not watch them. Targuma biture. We're talking about animals working in a field, giant oxen. The nafish psidayu, they're causing a tremendous loss, both from the side of the animal could get ruined, and the animal could be working in a kerem or some kind of field where if the animal doesn't do a good job, it's going to ruin the field as well. So you're going to lose money both mitzad how they take care of the animal and how they take care of the field. That's a good way to waste money if you don't watch the workers. Back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, so when you have a beggar that you find is a metziah, so you have to take care of it. So we said from time to time, you have to open up the beggar and air it out. But the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to do it like if it's a tablecloth to put on your table to use it, to make yourself look like you're very fancy. Tablecloth, that you're not allowed to do. Only allowed to do it for the purpose of the beggar. So you buy, what if it came the time of year where you need to air out the beged and happens to be having a dinner at that time? So can you use the beged, that type of a tablecloth, let's say, as an example, and doing it for the purpose of airing out, and at the same time, you're going to be getting enough from it. Tosfos points out right away, we said in the daf yesterday, that when you're using a sefer Torah and you were rolling it out to air it out, you're allowed to read from it while you're rolling it out. So Tosfos says, Anechrami, you're right, you're allowed to, there's no problem. The only issue is, are we afraid by doing it for yourself as well, you're going to come to do it for longer or not a good way? By a sefer Torah, we already said, you're not allowed to learn, it's something you never learned before, and you're not allowed to have two people read from it, etc., etc. So we're not choshish any issue that you're going to come to ruin the sefer when you're airing it out if you read from it at the same time. But by a beged, maybe it's worse, and we should make like a gezerah that you shouldn't use it at all, so that you don't come to ruin the beged while you're opening it up. That's the Gemara Shiloh. So Tashma. Let's try to bring right from our Mishnayos. The Mishnah says, Sheitcha litzarcha mashma, litzarcha in, ha litzarcha yu litzarcha loy. It shouldn't tell you the bigger chiddush. The bigger chiddush is that you're allowed to use it if you're doing it together for the purpose of the beged. It didn't say that. It only said for the purpose of the beged by itself. So it's mashma tzasar. So what do you mean? Eima sefer. Look at the end of the Mishnah. Instead of a loy lechvaydoy, you're not allowed to use it, for your purposes. Mashma lechvaydoy hudu. Only if it's exclusively for yourself, you're not allowed to. Halat tzarchai letzarcha. If it's both for the purpose of the beggar and for your purpose, then maybe it's shaper dummy. As we normally say, mehalak ala mashmina. The Reish and the Sefer talk about the extreme cases. Only for its own good, or only for yourself. It doesn't talk about this middle case, which is what we're trying to figure out. Tashma, the Braisa. Braisa says, lo yishtechena lo'a gabi mita, you should, if you have some sort of beged, some sort of giant cloth, you shouldn't put it on a bed. V'lo'a al-gabi magod, then you're not going to put it like on a laundry rack. Litzar choy. If somehow you're going to get covered by having these things hanging in your house, you're not allowed to do it. Aval yishtechena al-gabi mita v'al-gabi magoy. Aval yishtechena al-gabi mita v'al-gabi magoy. Litzar choy. If it's just for the purpose of airing it out, that's fine. So from here, we don't, from the ratio of the Sefer here so far, we just see when you're doing it exclusively for its purpose or for your hana. But the Braisa says, Nizdamu l'yarchim, if while you're doing it for its purpose, guests come to your house, and now they're going to see it. So when they see it, they'll think it's yours probably, and then you're actually getting hana, it's being l'tzarchai at the same time that it's l'tzarchai. Says the Braisa, lo yishtachena lo agamimita v'l'gabakoid, ben l'tzarchai, ben l'tzarchai. Then you're not allowed to do it. So you see, l'chara, that when you're doing it for its purpose, and you're also getting enough from it, it's taka aser. So mashani hasim, that might be different by archim, the mikla kolile. When you put it out for archim to see, you're actually causing it damage by definition. How is that causing it damage? Imishub eina gives it an ayin hara. People see that you're showing off your fancy beggar, even though it's not really yours, but the ma'isa, they can give an ayin hara to it. Imishun ganvi, people see that you have this fancy tablecloth or whatever it is, and they're going to try to break into the house and steal it. So therefore, particularly for that thing, would not be good. But if you're doing it for some other purpose, which would not have ayin hara, not have gneva, just stop using it, maybe we would not make exer and make it also. Not clear. So tashma, let's try to bring a raya from Gevaldik Erev Shabbos Parah, from Halacha by Parah Aduma. Okay, the Mishnah says it by Parah Aduma, that the Halacha by Parah Aduma is you're not allowed to use the animal. Okay, you're not allowed to use the animal. And all the Pasuk very clearly says, the Pasuk says, So, one second. Hechnisa l'Ravka, if you bring the animal in to a corral, vidasha, and it walks on top of grain, so it's crushing the grain for you. So look, that's kosher. You haven't done any work with the animal. Bishvil shetinoik v'tidosh, if you bring the animal in because you need the animal to nurse, and you also want it to step on the grain, then it's going to be psula. So here you're having a double type of usage, and we see a double type of usage is possible. V'achol tzarchoi l'tzarchohu ketani psula. And the Gemara at this stage thinks that it's a din derabbanan. And if it's a din derabbanan over here, I'm sorry, I said it's talking about paraduma. It's talking about egla rufa. Sorry, we'll get to paraduma. Here we're talking about egla rufa. Made a mistake. Egla rufa is the same idea that you're not allowed to work with the animal. You're not allowed to work with the animal. And therefore, over here, when you bring it in, says the Braisa, if you're bringing it in for no purpose and it works, that's fine. But if you bring it in for both purposes, it would takabi usher, and we assume it means usher durabonon. Shani Hosam, it's a dinda rice over there. Damar Kra, Asher lo uvadba. The Pasuk says, Vayayir akreva lechalav alachu zikne yir ahia eglas habakar, Asher lo uvadba, Asher lo moshcha ba'oil. And therefore, since over there it's a dinda rice, you're not allowed to have any work done with it. If you're not allowed to have any work done with it, then it's not going to be asher da rice. Asher than our Gemara, Tysus points out, is a dinda rabbanan, that we don't know. Says, Mayach, I feel reishanami. So if you tell me that you're not going to have any work done with it whatsoever, so then why does the Braisa say in the Reisha, when you bring it in, stam, and then it steps on the grain, it's mutter, it did work. And if it did work, it should be usher. Says, I'll tell you why. This is like the Braisa we said. Shachin, if you have a bird, lands on it, or you share it, then that's going to be kosher. This one is talking about paradu. Okay, so that's why I think. But it's the same halacha. Yes, we missed you. Toises, but Rashi says clearly not. Rashi says clearly not. Okay. Depends which pasuk we're talking about. But Rashi clearly says not. So this Mishnah says, Shachan ala oif kshera, ala ala zachar psula. We have a drush the Rashi brings to the Gemara in Saita, that if you mate the animal, the paraduma, that's going to be usser. But if a bird just sits on it, that's not going to be usser. And my time, what's talking the difference? Why, if you tell me that, assuming the halachas of paraduma and halachas of egla rufa are exactly the same, and any work done with it is possible, what's taka the pshat when a bird sits on it, and you didn't have any kavana for that whatsoever, then it's okay. Kedrav papa, demrav papa. The papa says you have to medayik the word. Iksiv uvad, the Korean uvad with a vav, then havi amina filim amela. Uvad means it just happened. If any work happens to the animal, again, paraduma or egla rufa, it would taka be also. But it doesn't say that in the pasuk. The pasuk, if you look carefully, the pasuk I read, asher lo uvad ba, it's pronounced uvad, but there's actually no vav. There's no vav. So it looks like it says Avad. V'yiksev Avad, v'karin an Avad, havamina ad Avad ba'ihu. That you have to actually do the work with it for the animal to become possible. But it doesn't. It's written without a vav, but pronounced with a vav. So we make a drasha that's a combination drasha. Hashtiksev Avad, v'karin an Uvad, ba'in an Uvad dumi d'Avad. It's usher if it just happens by itself, but only if it's similar to when you did the work with it. What does that mean? It has to be something you want. Even if it happens by itself, it would be also that's considered doing work, but it's only if it's something you want. A bird landing on it has no purpose whatsoever. You don't want it. Tyson points out, you have to stretch a little bit, because in the case where you brought the animal in to the corral and it happened to crush your grain, and which is something you'd want to do, Disha, why is that loynich? Why was that loyovet? Like, why would you not want that? But Tosafot says, must be talking about a case where you don't want it, or it's a kind of grain that doesn't need to be crushed, or whatever it is. You have to work out the case. But, and Echarav, we're coming out that any work that's done with any of these animals, that glue for the paraduma would be usher, assuming you wanted it. If you didn't want it, then Echarav be mutter. So a bird landing on it or something like that would not be an issue. But Lamais, in the case we're discussing of Tzarchoy and Tzarcho, that's different. It's a special Xerisa Kosov that would be usher in that situation. In terms of Argamar, is there a din derabanan that when you're putting out these begadim to air out by a case of Aveda, are you also allowed to get a nut from it? So we said by Sevitari, for sure you could. By a beggar or something like that, the Gemara does not come out with a maskot. The Mishnah then said how to take care of different types of kelim. But one type of kli it did not mention. It says the Gemara, Tanabon, Hamaitse kli eitz mishtamash behen. If you find that wooden kli, which was not discussed in the Mishnah, so you can mishtamash behen b'shvir shal yirkavu. Again, if you leave them just closed up for a long period of time, they'll get wet, moldy, rotten, and they'll warp or whatever. So therefore, you should use it from time to time. Kli nechayshes, if you have a copper kli, mishtamash behen b'chamin. You could even use it for hot drinks or hot food. Of alaya de or, you should not put the pot or whatever this is on the fire itself. Since it's made out of copper, it's not so strong. Don't put it on the fire itself. It's going to ruin the pot if it's going to be sitting on the fire itself. Kli kesef, if you have a silver kli, which we already discussed in the Mishnah, mishtamish ben betzonin, you can use it with only cold liquids or cold food, of aloy bechamin, but not with any hot ones. If they should mashchi, when it makes it black, it makes it tarnish, and therefore you should not use it. Magrefis rekardumis, if you have a kalim that you use in a shop or can be used in the farm, different types of hoes and hammers, etc. Mishtamash ben, you should use them. Again, it's good to strengthen them up, but only berach, only to use or hit or straighten out soft things, of alay bekash, not things which are hard, rocks, etc. Nation mafchison, it's going to cause dents and whatever in them, and you don't want to do that. Klizov and klizchuchis, if you have gold kelim, or you have glass kelim, lo yiga behen at all, ashev aliyah, they're very delicate, they don't need to be aired out at all, don't touch them, lock them up. Keder shamar b'aveda, says the Brisa, just like by an aveda we said, that you're supposed to air these things out, kach amru b'pikadun, the same thing they said by a pikadun. So the pikadun, my aveda, take aveda. A pikadun, the assumption is, again, we already said yesterday in the Brisa, that by a pikadun, sometimes you're supposed to take care of it, and part of the taking care of it is airing it out. The Gemara seems to be questioning over here, by a stam pikadun that someone gives you to watch for a short amount of time, Rashi says, let the owner come and take care of it. The chayr is not going to be by you that extended period of time. So Amar Avada Baruch Hachama, Amar Avsheshes, you're right. But pikadun shehol chabalein lemedina sayam. We're talking about a case where, you know, normally if someone gives you a pikadun to watch, they tell you, I'm going to give it to you for 12 months, and you should take care of it by doing this, airing it out, whatever you're supposed to do. If not, then the assumption is the owner's going to come take care of it himself. But sometimes you have a situation where he gives you a pikadun for a short term, and then his plans change, and he ends up going out of town, and now you're stuck with this kli or whatever it is for an extended period of time. Then we said you're supposed to, again, make sure part of taking care of a kli and watching it is not just protecting it, but also making sure that it gets aired out appropriately, again, depending on the type of kli it is. Matzah Saka Kupa, moving on to the last halacha in the Mishnah, which is not related at all to these halachas. The halacha at the end of the Mishnah said, if you find a saka or a kupa, v'chol davar she'ein darkoi litol, something that you would not normally pick up on your own, then the halacha is, areze lo yito, you don't take it. What is that halacha? Right, the halacha is clear. Hashif teshivim lesucha lesalim. Why all of a sudden are you putter from picking up these kelim? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Menani mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, v'hisalamta. We read the pasuk in a very funny way. We read the pasuk as follows. Pasuk shot. You read the pasuk. Loisira shar chicha iseayo nidachim misalam. To behave, you should not ignore it. Rather, hashif teshivim. But rather, when the Gemara says no, we can dash in a different way. Loisira shar chicha iseayo nidachim. You can ignore. Don't look at their things. Visalam to behave, and you could ignore them. When, says the Gemara, Pamam Shatam Asalim, Pamam Shatam Asalim, sometimes you could ignore it, sometimes not. Okay, Tzad. So the Gemara gives a few examples of people who are putter from Hashem Aveda. A. Hayakayim in Beis HaKfaris. If the person who's the Moitzi Aveda is a Kayin, and the Chefetz is in a Beis HaKfaris, he's going to have to become Tamei to go to get to the Kli. You don't have to do that. This is the case our mission is going to be focusing on. If you're an elderly person, or a Shashiva, whatever it is, and it's not Bakovadik for you to pick up whatever this object is, then you're putter. This is going to halacha we'll get to more tomorrow, which is when you return a lost object, the owner of the object must pay you for your time. Now, your time is dependent on what kind of job you have, right? If you're a high-powered attorney of some sort and you're making $1,000 an hour and you're going to take off, is it more nowadays? I don't even know. Okay, and you're going to have to take off an hour of work to return the guy's book. That's not Mishtalem, that's not worth it for anybody, and therefore in that case also, vihisalamta, you're allowed to ignore the object. Sometimes you can ignore it. So, which one of these three that we mentioned, the Karim Beis HaKfaris, the Zakim and Echichvaydeh, or the high-powered, expensive worker, which one of those is really the drasha from the pasuk? L'may yitzurko, which one is the chidsh? Ilem of the kaimi basic first pshita. A kaimi basic first, of course, cannot be metame to do Hashem Aveda. Hayasei, vayloshe se vasei. A kaimi becoming tame is two isurim, Rashi says on bottom Rashi. Lenefesh lo yitama, and there's a general issue of kedoshim to you. So it's an asei and a loyse se. Returning a lost object happens to be, Rashi says, is also an asei and a loyse se, hashif teshivim, and leisucha lesalim. But we don't really care about that, because normally we'd say asei doicha loyse se. It doesn't make a difference if it's an asei plus a loyse se against a loyse se or not. It's the asei, which is doicha the loyse se. So that's only doicha loyse se standalone. If the target is a loyse se and an asei, nothing is ever doichit. And therefore, over here, a kohen has two isurim to become tamei. I don't care what mitzvah he has; he's never going to be able to become tamei. So I don't need a pasuk for that. Right? Obviously, we're not going to use a chesh and mishpat alach of Hashem Aveda to override an issa v'heter alach of a kohen becoming tamei. So therefore, under no circumstances would we ever have a havamina that a kohen can become tamei. Okay. Maybe the chiddush is that if it's going to cost you more money and cost the Baal Aveda more money, then you shouldn't do it. Says the Marav Nafka. That we already know from a different halacha. Let me read the Marav. Efes. The pasuk says, Ki lo yebucha evyoin, that the Torah is giving you aftocha, besides being a bracha. It's also an eitzah, that you should not make yourself poor, and we dash and shalcha koidim l'shel kol adam. That you have to, if you have a choice to save something of your own or save something of somebody else's, the halacha is supposed to save your own first. Protect your own interests first. You don't have to be poor because of somebody else. So if that person is not going to obviously want to pay you $1,000 an hour to find this book, then of course you're going to lose $1,000 an hour to go save someone's book. No, of course the halacha is not like that. So I don't need a pasuk of a salam to him for that. Ella, the big chiddush is Ella zakim edel fichvaydai, which is no real halacha. There's no real reason that he couldn't go pick up whatever the chavetz is. Torah says if it's not lefik bakovadik, not. Well, how do you measure that? Hold on, the more we'll explain. Amar Rabba, however, hekisha chayev. If the zakin goes and moves the chavetz or picks up the chavetz, looks at it and says, this is not bakovadik for me. Too late, too late. Once you pick it up, Rashi says, Chimin Shehizchil, you're chayv. Some of Rashi say, because once you pick it up, you're a kilo meichel on your covenant. Once you're meichel on covenant, the mitzvah sits on you. Other of Rashi say, it's a din of Eim Avir and Ala mitzvahs. Once you start a mitzvah, I'm in like Gemara, you have to go finish the mitzvah, whichever way you want to look at it. But once you pick it up, you're still chayv. There was a bunch of goats walking there. They seemed to be lost. So Abaya zeina l'fichvaydev. Abaya to go pick up goats? No. But shako kalav shalav, he threw some dirt or something at it to try to get them to go in a certain direction. So Malay, Rabbi said to him, "Chayves, once you started dealing with these goats, now you mechayv lechav shavas aveda kuma adrinu. Now you have to go deal with it." Ibaylu, dark ilachser besadav and dark ilachsbir. Right, tabachacha might work in his own field. Right, he can work with animals in his field, but he's probably not going to walk with animals in Rishus HaRabim. So what if he finds animals in a place where right now it's a private area, but he's going to have to take it to the Rishus HaRabim to return it? So do we look at it as enafich vayde or not? Now, mir minan hashava me'al yabinan, hashava's vayde requires finding it and returning it. Since he's never going to want, normally would not be able to for him to take animals into a public area. Therefore, the Talmud Chacham is putter from taking it at all. Would you say the opposite? Since in the Sada it is the Fichvayde, already the Chiv kicks in, and once the Chiv kicks in, then he's ready to consider like the previous halacha that he started. And once he started, now he's Mechiv to finish. So in that case, we say, take. Amarav. How do you determine if it's a vichvayder? Not very simple. If this was your own animal, would you deal with it? Yes? Then you have to deal with it if it's someone else's animal. Even if it was your own animal, you would not deal with it. Then you don't have to deal with it if it's someone else's animal. That's the way you measure it. And this halacha is not just by a Shabbos Aveda. It's by all these sets of dine mamonos halachas, as we'll talk about over the next few daf. The Kol B'Shaloi Perik V'Tayin, this halacha of Prika and Tina. That if you see an animal weighed down, you're supposed to help the owner unload. And if you see an animal that the packages fell off, you're supposed to help him load it up. Azayf Tazayf. We'll see all the Gemara's will dash over the next few days. That also, the halacha says, that if it's Eina Lefich Vayde, you don't have to do it. And the same rule applies. If it's something you would do for yourself, then you're supposed to do it for somebody else. If not, then not. The same halacha of Salamtaim applies there as well. More of a fascinating story. He was traveling. There was a person there. So he was carrying an animal with a bunch of wood, some kind of wood packages. And it all, the animal was too heavy, so he was unloading the animal. Okay. So he said to Rishmael, help me unload the animal. He has halacha of prika, and you have to help me. Hazayf to help me unload the animal. So Bishmael didn't want to do it. So I'm like, Kamashavan, how much is all the wood worth? So like a good rich person. And he said, Pagazuz, the whole thing is worth half a zuz. No problem. You have any Pagazuz, I'll buy it all off you. Leave me alone. I'll buy the whole Pagazuz off you. And then I don't have to worry about it anymore. And then you don't have to, it's not your animal, it's not your thing. I bought the whole business. Walk away. The Afkara. And then Bishmael was Mafkara the whole thing. Anybody wants to come take the wood, and that's one way to get the wood out. So Zachabu. So the guy said, thank you very much. He was that took the half zuz and he took it back from Hefker. And then he said, help me. Right? I have this animal now with this one. I need your help. So other guy pocket zuz. He's paid him again. Another half a zuz. Vafkura. And he was good. So Chazit, he saw the guy was going to take it again. Shmuel's going to do it. It's a good deal. Good racket this guy is going here. Amalez, Shmuel said, no. I made it hefker for everybody else to come take it. But you're not allowed to take it. Says, Mom, you have a hefker? What kind of hefker is that? V'chiyagavna? But tonight we have a Mishnah. And Peah, Beisham Yemer Hefker Liam Hefker, Basil Ainer Hefker, Ashu Hefker Laniam Lashir. Basil says, obviously, how we paskin. Hefker means by definition, Hefker to everybody. You can't be Mafkrit, chutz me one person. In which case, this is not a good Hefker. So what's Rishwal doing? Kishmita, like on Shmita, where it's Hefker to everybody. El Bishwam, Yasil Kulia Mafkrit. Really, he was Mafkrit to everybody. But Milsubiamu Dukme, he was just making up something to get this, stop the guy from doing this again and again and again. See, like Ki'ilu made up a halacha like this. He felt it was the appropriate thing to do, but really, Erechanami, he did do a proper hefker. Says the Gemara, maybe. This guy was being kind of him. Says, what's the whole deal over here? He's a Tana. So it's his covenant to go help someone unpackage an animal. Well, why is he bothering in the first place? So you're right. He did not have to deal with this at all. He could have said, sorry, and walk away. But there's also halacha lefnei mishuras hadin. Sometimes you should help a yid even when you don't have to help a yid. The Tanya of Yosef, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk by Yisrael. When Yisrael was telling Moshe Rabbeinu what to teach Klal Yisrael, he said, "Vizarta esed esachukim v'satera v'edatam esaderech yelchuba v'samashir sheyasu." If you teach Klal Pashup Shat, the pasuk means Yisrael was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to have not so many Dinei Torah, teach them to be nice with each other. They won't have so many Dinei Torah, won't keep you so busy all day. But we dash at each word in the pasuk. You should teach them to have a parnasa, right? The Rashi says, the beginning of the pasuk already says, it's a chukim asaterah. That's to teach them Torah. But besides teaching them Torah, you should also teach them to have a parnasa. To have a parnasa also, less issues. Yelchu zebikur choylem. Ba'zekvura, they should be buried, someone needs to be buried. That's a masa zadin, you should keep ikr chushin mishpah. Asher yasu zelefnim mishua zadin. Sometimes you have to bend halacha a little bit more to help another yid. And that's what Bishmam was doing. Let's just dash in these drushes. Amar, yelchu zavikul chaylim. Says, why do we need a special pasuk of vikul chaylim? Hanu gemilas chasodim. You already said you're supposed to do chesed. And chesed and vikul chaylim is the same thing. So when you say Bikur Chaylim is a special, that is, you're visiting someone who's born in the same mazel as you. It's very good for the sick person when you visit, because you're taking 1/60th of his illness. But the chiddush here is, it's not that you're taking it, it's you're getting it. So maybe you don't have to put yourself in a dangerous position when you go to Bikur Chaylim. That's why it's a separate halacha. It's not just Gemilas Chesed, it's a special halacha of Bikur Chaylim. Ba Zugvura. You have to bury a mace. That's also Gemilas Chesed. So why does it have to be specified? Over there, there's no heter. There's no heter of Zakim and Fichvaydi by Kvura. By Gemilas Chesed, regular, maybe yes. By Prika, Tina, Shavas Avedi, yes. By Kvura, no such halacha of Zakim and Fichvaydi. Asher Yasun, Zilifnim, Mishua Sadid. The Amar Bi'echron, Loicharva Yushalayim, Ela Shadanu Badin Tari. You know why the Yushalayim was Nechrav? Because they kept the halacha. What does that mean? Eladine de Megaisel Adana. You don't want them to keep halacha. You want them to be like gangsters and everyone just does whatever they want and who's the strongest? Ela Ema Shemidu Dinan Aldin Terah. They kept a very dry Chayshin Mishpat halacha. They didn't go above and beyond halacha. If they would have gone above and beyond halacha, that's when Yerushalayim would not have been Nechrav. Fine. South the Mishnah. What is considered an Aveda? Now, as I was going to explain, we already had many, many Mishnahs on types of Aveda. The Gemara is trying to make a rule, which is, if you find an animal just grazing on the side of the road, it's Aveda. The Mastam, the owner, left it there to graze, and that doesn't mean anything. If you find a Chamor, and you see its saddlebag is upside down, or you find an animal that's A, running, and Bein Akramim. Akramim is an area of a vineyard which is very dangerous for an animal to run in. It can get scratched and cut, etc. So you see an animal, so we have extremes here in the Mishnah. The first good extreme was an animal walking on the side of a road, not an Aveda. An animal running and Bein Akramim, Harezu Aveda. Obviously, it's not clear for the Mishnah which is the key point. Because in one case, we have two things that are good, walking on the side of the road. The other ones, we have two things which are bad, running in a carrot. So what about the middle cases? The Gemara will discuss. If you return the animal and it runs away. Run the animal, you find it again. Again and again and again. You have to return every time. No matter what, you have to return it. Now what's the chiddush? Each time it's a separate halacha. What's the chiddush? So Mepharshim say it's going back on the zakim v'ein v'chvayde halacha. We said a zakim v'ein v'chvayde, if once he starts, he's mechuyev. What if he starts, he returns, and the animal runs away again? He can't say the second time, no, ein v'chvayde, I'm not doing it again. No. Once you got involved, with this animal, and you said it is bakavadik for you, or Michael on your covenant, whatever, then you have to do it again and again and again. You can't say you're patur. Hayabatum isela. Let's say the person had a job, and if he doesn't go to job that day because he's busy working with the Hashem Sabbath, he's going to lose a sell of money. Lo yarmalai tenli sell. He can't say to the guy, well, and I'm a lawyer, I make, what would you say, $1,500 an hour? $1,500 an hour? So you owe me $1,500. No, you don't say that. Ela noisai schara kepoil. We say schara kepoil means that if a person works very hard, he can make $1,000 an hour. But if you tell the person, you can work a little bit less hard and make $500 an hour. He might agree to do that, right? There's some trade-off point between the amount of work effort you have to do and the amount of money you make. So you don't have to pay the guy his real salary, because now he's not doing his job. You pay him how much he would agree to pay to work less, that's what you have to pay him. Now, Miesham Bezdin, if there's a Bezdin there, then Maslif de Bezdin. You can actually go to Bezdin and say, I am not taking off my work at all to do a Shavas Aveda unless the guy agrees to pay me. Rashi says, Miesham Shlesh Viyadim, Yisne Bifneim Viyomer, Ru'ush Ani Mishtaka Kach Vakach, V'ef Shilabata Lito Schar Mu'et. No, I'm not taking any money, Ani Eishiv Im Taimush Etos Schar Mishalim. And therefore, Bezdin could say, yes, go ahead, return the object, and the guy's going to have to pay you. It's up to Bezdin. We'll see where this halakha comes from. The main shem Bezdin, miyasna. If there's no Bezdin, and they can't agree to his terms, then shaloi kaidim. Then the halakha is, he doesn't have to miss a day of work. As we said before, part of the halakha of Efes Chiyah B'Chevyon is you have to protect your own interest before you protect someone else's interest. Al Gutten Shabbos.